Another excellent point on the road, Riggy. Battled well today. We could have nicked it, but under the cosh a bit for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're a good side, very good side. Play some lovely football, move the ball around, as we knew they would. You know, the reports said that they play a 4-4-2 and you know, they move the ball through the pitch. The wide men are good, can play either side and like to go and get on the ball and get on the dribble. The fullbacks look to get on and get on the overlap. So we knew what to expect. And we had a game plan to come in just to try and sit a little bit deeper, not allow them have any space between our lines, and then try and set traps, intercept passes, and then look to go and play on the counter attack. And I thought the first half, you know, well, the one real chance for either side was Doobie's one on one, which I think we probably need to score, capitalise on that, and we could have gone in 1-0 up, which I think, you know, was probably, you know, I thought 0-0 at half time was probably a fair reflection of the game. It's quite even, but that was the best chance of the first half, so we could have gone in 1-0 up. And in the second half, you know, they got their goal, which, to be fair, I think they were probably on top during that time, and again had a little spell, and it was another really good bit of wide play from their lad, great cross and a header at the back post, which you can't really do too much about. Good goal, and then as we've done so many times, great character almost within 60 seconds, great equaliser. And then I think the big talking point is the penalty, isn't it? Which it's a penalty all day long. I don't, you know, he's headed it onto their player and the player's arms are above his head. You know, if you raise your arms above your head and it hits you on the arm, it's a penalty. The ball hasn't hit him, he's headed it and he's then used his arms to stop the ball, which is going goal bound. That's a penalty. There's no disputing it. I don't understand how he hasn't given it. And I asked as to why he didn't, and he said he felt our player pushed him, which allowed him to get the space to have the header. You know, he didn't give the free kick for the push. So it's a ridiculous comment from the referee. It should have been a penalty. And I think, you know, maybe if we'd scored that, we would have gone on to win the game. But, you know, as we do so many times, we defended brilliantly in the final stages. We've stood the late onslaught. You know, they started to go a bit more direct in the last 10 minutes, which sort of suited us because Liam McDevitt and Lee Chaffee added everything.
Yep, they certainly,
you know,
did.
They were a rock. So. Now, good point. Two long trips. Down to the same area, two good away points, just keeps the unbeaten run going.
Onward
up to six, you know, we'll look forward to Tuesday night. You know, there'll be a few tired bodies after the weekend, after the shift they put in. So we'll assess the squad after the weekend, see how everyone's feeling, and then we'll make sure we pick a side that we feel is capable of going to St Neots and being competitive and hopefully continuing the run.
Excellent, mate. Well done.
Cheers, Nigel.
Thank you.